Okay.
Again. Okay, so tonight we'll have the shiur before Purim. And then Bez Hashem, next week we'll go back to Shabbos, Bez Hashem, and then we'll have two shiurim for Pesach. And that should bring us to Siyata Deshmaya. Okay. So the Gemara says in Megillah, and Daf Yudal and Amar Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, Arboim Mishmon Nevi'im, Veshev Nevi'os, Nesnabdu Lehem, Yisrael, Lo Pichsu, Lo Osiru, Lo Mashakosu B'Torah. Right, the Nevi'im didn't make new mitzvahs. Chutz mi Mikra Megillah. Except for Mikra Megillah, they made a new mitzvah to be called a Megillah. My Dorosh, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Oven, Amar Rav Yeshua Ben Korcha, Ma Me'avdus L'Cheirus Amrinan Shira, Mimisa L'Chaim L'Kol Shekein. So we say Shira Me'avdus L'Cheirus, Rashi says, Pitzias Nesarim Amrinan Shira L'Yom. So therefore, over here in Purim time, it was Mimisa L'Chaim, so L'Kol Shekein, we should say in Shira. So, fact the Gemara Yachi Halal Nami Neimer. So then, if they say Shira, you should say Halal. So why don't we say Halal on Purim? The verse says Lefisha Einomim Halal on Neis Shebechutzlarts. The Neis Shebechutzlarts. Purim was a Chutzlarts. So therefore, you don't say Halal on the Neis Shebechutzlarts. So then the Gemara says, fact the Gemara. Hechi Amrinan Mitzrayim, the nation of Chutzlarts, Hechi Amrinan Shira. The time that Shalom Nichtusu Yisrael Eretz Hochshuru Kol Eretzos Lomo Shira. Mean the Nichtusu Yisrael Eretz Hochshuru Kol Eretzos Lomo Shira. So that's a teretz. Yeah, that's the teretz. The teretz is that beforehand, before they went in Teretz Yisrael, so then and then you could say Shira and Kol Eretzos. But once they went into Eretz Yisrael, so then only in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Purim is after they went into Eretz Yisrael. So Memela, you don't say Halal on for Purim. Because it's a nation of Chutzlarts. So the verse says, Rav Nachman Omar Kriyasa Zu Elila. So Rav Nachman says that the Kriyas HaMegillah is the Kiyam of Halal. So we're saying Halal Dorch the Megillah. So we are saying Halal. It says the Megillah is the Kiyam in Halal. So that's the second teretz. And the third teretz is Rav Omar Bishlam Mahosim Halal Avdei Hashem V'lo Avdei Paro. In other words, we're Avdei Hashem, we're not Avdei Paro anymore. We went out of Mitzrayim. In other words, in the Neis of Purim, so they, as Rashi says, they mevatel the gzeiros. Rashi says, "Lo nigolu alam min amisa," but they still were meshubah to Achashverosh. So b'meila, by Shem Pekei Paro, it was a full free liberation from Paro. So b'meila, we say halal. But Hashveir Shakati Avde Hashveir Shanon. So then the Gemara says, Bein le Rava, Bein le Rav Nachman, Kasha, Fatani Menich Sheshnu, L'Oretz, L'Hukshu Kol Oretz, L'Omar Shira. Right? But still, according to Rav Nachman, we really should say halal. But the halal is the Megillah. According to Rava, Katya, but what about the Brisa that says that it's a Brisa? They can't, there was an Amora can't krig on the Brisa, that's Tanoim. So therefore they still have, so how do they deal with that? Because they're saying, Bikoron, we should say Halo. It says we can't say Halo because we don't have a full redemption. HaKatya Avdei Achashverosh Shanon. Or, because the Kriyas HaMegillah itself is Halo. The Kriyas HaMegillah itself is Halal. But what about the Braisa that says, yeah, anyway you can't say Halal because it's a Nesam Chutz L'Arts? So the Gemara says, Kevin Shagol Luchozer Lachzer and Harishon. But since they went into Golos, so then So then it's like Kodim Knesa Laretz Yisrael. So it's like Kodim Knesa Laretz Yisrael when Hukshru Kol Arotzos Lomar Shira. So that's the Gemara. So the Shaila is, how do we paskin in this machlokes? Say for example, there's a famous Meiri. Take a look on page 6 for a second. Page 6. Says the Meiri, Dover Yaduhu Shein Ormim Halal Bapurim. Aval Tam in the Yaso Nechlaku Alav Bigmar. The Machloikas, what's the reason? Who Sheechad Mehem Omer Shekriyasa Zohililu. So says the Meiri on page 7, Finirli Latam Ze Shim Haya Bamokum Shein Lo Megillah. If he doesn't have a Megillah, Shekore Esahalo. Tenechanami. Kriyasa Zohililu. So Mamela, if you don't have a Megillah, you should say hello. She lo nimnu kriyasa l'mdeisha kriyasa Megillah b'mkomo. Right? Kriyasa Megillah b'mkomo, but if you don't have a Megillah, then you should say hallel. That's the Meiri Shita. If you don't have a Megillah, you say hallel. So, but that's only assuming that we paskin like Rav Nachman. That kriyasa zohilila, because according to the other Teirutzim, so then there's no Mechayev of Halal at all, because we didn't have a full redemption in the time of Purim. We just didn't have the Gzeres Misa anymore, but we still were with Meshubat HaChashverosh. But Lloyd, yeah, we're going to see. We're going to have it. But that's mikol mokom tam achen nemar bab gemar vuhum vnei shadayin avde chashver shayu v'lo yotzum me'avdus l'cheros. So according to the other reason not, and he says lo tam ze af misha ein biyod do megillah ein akore sahal. According to that reason, the rishon nira yoser. So the rishon nira yoser. So memela. He likes Rav Nachman. So if you don't have a Megillah, the Meiri says you should read.
So the understanding is when you say Kriyasa Zweilula, does it mean Mamish? Or does it mean Ke'en?
Right.
If you don't have a Megillah, so you can tell the story of Purim without the exact wording.
Right.
So you can ask the Kasha then on Pesach. You read the Haggadah.
Right.
You can say
Hal. We do say Hal. Right.
Why you need both? Kriyasa Zweilula, if you're going to say it's mamish the same.
So, but there they were misakin hal. You're saying
does it mean mamish that it's
the same? That we're going to have to see. But this is only assuming that we paskin like Rav Nachman. Well, so if you take a look in the Rif, let's take a look in the Rif. Page 2. So it says the Rif, in Cain, Halila Nami Neima, Amar Yitzchak Lefisha Eina Om Shira Al Neis Anasa B'chutz La'aretz. Mask of the Rav Nachman, where Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Neis, Hosei b'chutz l'oretz hu, v'kamer halila, hosei b'kintanya, shalom bok, l'oretz huchshur kol oretz hos lo moshira. Shalom l'oretz huchshur kol oretz hos lo moshira. Rav Nachman ova kriyasa zu hilila. So maskif l'rova, see, it's interesting, the Rif has a different girsa than what we have. We have just Rava Omar. Right, Rava Omar. I mean, the Bach changes it to maskif l'o. But the way we have it, it's Rav Omar, it's like another Shita. The way the Rif has it, it's Maskifla. So the Gemara is asking a Kasha on Rav Nachman. Midami Bishlam Hosam Halu Avdei Hashem Halu Avdei Paro. Hachanami Hachem, my name, halav de Hashem, halav de Hashem, avde Hashem, shanon. Hilkach lo min halilu bipur. So the way the Rif has it, it says it's sheet of Rav Nachman, and then Rova asks a kasha. And there's no teretz to the kasha. There's no teretz to the kasha. In other words, it's not like it's a separate shita. It's a kasha on Rav Nachman, because l'chora, this svara, everyone should be moided to. That halu avde Hashem, v'lo avde paro, v'lo avde, and v'lo avde achashver, shakati avde achashver, that's asked as a kasha. So memela, the way some point out, according to the Rif, it's upgefrekt Rav Nachman. It's upgefrekt Rav Nachman. So memela, we shouldn't paskin like Rav Nachman, we should paskin like Rava. And then, mainly, there was no chiyuv bechlal of halal on Purim because it wasn't a full geula. Hakati achashver shanon. However, but you look in the Gemara in Erchin, so the Gemara in Erchin also has the same Shakla Vataria on page 3, the Gemara in Erchin. It says, Upurim de'ika nisa leima amar yitzkal fi she'enom shira la neshem chutzlarts. Maskel Rav Nachman var yitzis misraim neshem chutzlarts. Tan shal luch luchsu. Yeah. Rav Nachman omar kiryosu zuhi lila. And Rav omar bishlam hosam alavdei Hashem alavdei So the way the Gemara has an Erechin is not like the Rif. It's not Maskiv L'Rava. It's like a separate Shita. And then Ul Rav Nachman Domer Kriyosu Zuhi Lilo. Hatani Mishenichtas L'Ortzul Huchshur Cholortzul Zol Mashira. So it's interesting. What's interesting, the Chasam Sofer points this out. Because in the Gemara in Megillah it says Bein L'Rava Bein L'Rav Nachman Kasha, that Mishenichnus L'Arutz L'Hukshiru. Here the Gemara only asks us on Rav Nachman. So what's the chiluk? The Chasam Sofer. So we'll see in a second. Now if you take a look in the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam on page 14, the last end of the halacha vav, the last line of the halacha, v'lo tiknu halal b'purim shekriyas hamegillah hi ha-halal. So the Rambam is mashma the way some point out that he's saying like Rav Nachman, the Kriyas HaMegillah, he ha'al. Now, it doesn't mean for sure that he's saying like the Meiri. You know, he could be, but he's definitely in the Mahalach of Rav Nachman. In the Mahalach of Rav Nachman. That Kriyasa Zuhi Lila. So take a look the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 8. It says the Shulchan Aruch ain't calling bo halal, they know from the panayim, they know from the manetzeach v'lo keler chapayim. Zok the mogan of Ram, sif cotton base. Ain't calling bo halal, the mishlam yitzis v'sar marmina halu avdei Hashem halu avdei paro. So the Magen Avraham quotes Rava, doesn't quote the reason of Rav Nachman. And if you look at the Pri Megadim on page 9, in Reish Avraham, page 9. So he says, I am Magen Avraham, who the Gemara yesh gimbal tamim. Right, the Gemara has three reasons in the Gemara. We saw, but Beis Yosef hishmi tam de inomim halal neshe b'chutz lartz, v'hevi beis tam. Rav Magen Avraham hishmit Rav Nachman. Rav Magen Avraham doesn't have Rav Nachman kriyasa zohi lila. Why? The Rav Basra. Because Rav is the later Amoraim, the Rav, and halacha ki Basra. Kavosei naktinan. So Mela, he paskin, the Magen Avraham paskins like Rav, because Rav is the later Amora, and halacha ki Basra. The nafkemina hecha de ein Megillah. So the Prima Godim says what the Meiri said. The Prima Godim says what the Meiri says. You know, they say that the earlier Poiskim didn't have the Meiri. They didn't have the Meiri. It was a later, they found the Meiri later. That's why I was shocked one time. I was learning the Beis Yosef, and I saw he quoted the Meiri, and it was Mishtoimim, because my whole life, I always thought that Beis Yosef never.
The whole Meiri wasn't published.
Right. Right. So the Meiri is like 20 volumes. There's 3-4 volumes on Hilchas Stam called Kiryas Sefer. And that apparently he had. So in Hilchas Tefillin, in Osios and that, about the Osios, the Beis Yosef quotes the. So of the 20 volumes, he had like 3 pages of the 20 volumes. So that's it. So he talked ahead a little bit, and the rest was found in the Geniza or whatever, but much later. And so there's always a question, you know, what to do with the Kisvei Yad that they didn't have. You know, that they say the Chazanish said that they should leave. What should we do with the Kisvei Yad? Should we leave them there?
Wasn't by shirt.
Yeah. He wasn't into the new, you know, especially for halacha. You know, like you said, it wasn't by shirt. That's how some hold.
Others felt differently.
Right, others felt differently, yeah. It's interesting, the Avnei Nezer has some tshuvas where he writes, if the Beis Yosef would have had this Girs and the Rishon that we have now, he would have paskened differently.
Yeah.
The Avnei Nezer says that in a couple of places. In the Mikvos, he says it. He says it in Tochas Brachas about how much the Gemara says that that normally in Hilchas Ikar V'Tofel you follow Rov. Whatever's the Rov, usually we assume that's the Ikar. But by Mezonos, even if Mezonos is not the Rov, say you have ice cream and you have a wafer. So the most is the ice cream. And a little bit is the wafer. So normally we say you follow the Rov. If you're eating it together, you follow the Rov. And then you should make a shakel. But by Mezoinus, the Chashivus of Mezoinus, we say the what? That you make on the Mezoinus. So the Shaila is how much do you need? So the Shita Mekubetza says that if you have a Kezayis Mechtei Achilas Pras of the Mezoinus, that's enough to give it a Chashivus. But in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not mashma that necessarily that way, that you need that shear. But the Avnei Nezer says, if the Beis Yosef would have had the Shita Mekubetzes, he would have paskened that way. He says that. So that's the other approach. That even, so he says, Nafkemina hechash ein Megillah. He says, Nafkemina if you don't have a Megillah. So the Prima Godim said the vort of the Meiri. What?
Shabbos.
Oh, Tezvav B'Shabbos.
Yeah, so that should be a part of the Takana.
Yeah, oh, Tezvav B'Shabbos.
Chazal that says you're not supposed to read Megillah on Shabbos.
Right.
You should say Al instead.
Right, that should have been the Nafkemina. Al Korcha Hatam. So he says it must be the reason why we don't do it is because we hold from the other reason. But in Achanami, if we would have real held like Rav Nachman, then when Tezvav is on Shabbos in the Chanami, we should read say Hallel. Mir yesh lomba lo plug. Or you could say it's a low plug, and therefore you don't say. In other words, if they weren't masakin Hallel, they weren't masakin Hallel because of the Megillah. Sometimes you don't have it. Maybe, in other words, you could say this is a nafkamina like the Meiri, or you could say it was a low plug that they weren't masach.
It's not shaykh to say it's low plug either, because it's a korum mishulish in a case like that. So you have all the mitzvahs that spread out anyway, if you're going to maintain the status quo.
Question is, are you saying low plug on the Shabbos or low plug on not having a Megillah?
The dinim of Purim.
Right.
It's not shaykh to say right. low plug, so to say that.
But you can say low plug that.
Not by Meshlach Manas and not by
Matras. Yeah, so that's so already in the Prima Godim is this is this Meiri is already in the Prima Godim. And if you look down the Birkei Yosef on page 11 on the bottom, the Chidor, he says Harava Meiri Bipsokov Vish Tav Tezvov Kosov Dotam Kriyosa Zohi Lila. But that says the Birkei Yosef on top. Umistimas divrei apoiskim mashma the ain bo halal la'olam. The poiskim don't hold from this. The time of the rova who the omar akati avdei chashash times al olam ain la omra. Falacha kerova the hu basra. Number one, halacha emagam lufi girsas harif. It's a kash maskif la rova, and then there's no teretz. So vada we hold like rova. Magam lufi girsas harif arosh varan. The goris maskif la rova. The kamar b'der chas kafta. It's not just another sheet. It's a kasha for lo esivu ela, and they didn't give a teretz. Vada hilchas akavasei. So certainly, according to the girsa of the rif. That Rava is asking a kasha on Rav Nachman, and there's no teretz, so we should follow Rava. That the real reason we don't say halal on Purim is because Akati, that we're not, it wasn't a full liberation. We're not getting killed anymore, but we're still under the sovereignty of Achashverosh. That's what he says.
Those are some of the issues they bring up.
Yeah,
those who live in Eretz Yisrael and say halal on Yom HaTzmo should say on Purim too.
Yeah. Okay. So now there's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer on page 12. Take a look. He has a tshuva on this topic. You know, the new Chasam Sofers, they gave titles to the, you know, they did a lot of good things here with the new tshuvas. They broke it up into paragraphs, they give you titles, they made up the titles. Chasam Sofer didn't write titles to his, but here they broke up paragraphs, they gave titles, they made a nice job. And this tshuva is written to Yehuda Asad, the Mari Asad, the one of the Gedolei Harabonim, Shailas and Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, Mari Asad. So he says, Higani dover b'itoy, b'ito matov, shenisor al das haravim me'iri, shekosav kriyosuz yilila, hilesu le megillah korah hala b'purim. V'tama shalochoshulu ha'poiskim. So the Mari Asad is metameya that the poskim didn't. He says v'su ikidvar my time because of a meir megillah milibo. Right, the Gemara says on Yud Chesem at Beis that Rav Meir he didn't have a megillah, so he wrote it. He wrote it by heart. He wrote a megillah. Because he didn't have a gill. So my timer. So he says, "Kasev Rameir Megillah Milibo Sham Yud Chesamid Beis V'lo Yotzi Deichavosu B'Kriyas Hal Mokom Megillah." So why do you have to? Here, look at the footnote Beis. Beis ve'Amar Hashem and Rosh Ma'aseh Rameir Shaholach La'aber Shana Ba'asiyah V'lo Yolosh Megillah V'Kasev Milibo V'Kora. So that was the Mari Asad's kasha. Why is he making a tircha? He didn't have a megillah. He should have just said halal. Eil divrei malosam. Then he says, "B'sefer Birkei Yosef, ma'isi divrei Rav Meiri, because of a love shalom choshalom aposkim, the hilchas akarova shubasra, lo shayich halu avdei Hashem, nakadi avdei achadrosh." The harifa rosh garsi maskev harava. From the shasha kusas rava, hilchas kavosi, il dvarf. So now he wants to defend the Meiri. Kasam Sofer is going to defend the Meiri here. Ivra, Harava Meiri Kosov Shinir lo Iker Kirav Nachman be Yitzchak, Mchuyev Likro Halim. The nearly Tamil, the Megillah Porach, Pain Rav Nachman be Yitzchak be Ruler Rava, the Luchshu Kolorot Shalom Arshira, Mashan Mishagolu Hachazu Lech Sherin. Uve Erevin, no, see, it's a misprint. Erchen. You should say Erchen. I'm surprised they didn't fix it. You know, it's a new printing. They should fix it, right? Maybe they were... it should be Erchen, Yud Amid Beis, Parkush Zurak L'Rav Nachman, V'lo L'Rav. Okay. Shkoyach. Farach and Purim. Okay, next time you're here, come again. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Shkoyach. Shabbos, yeah. Kedusha, yeah. Kedusha's path. Shkoyach. Okay. Okay. Now you can speak about your mask, but no. Okay. I said, now you can speak about Yom HaTzmur.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just saying. I've heard the same arguments.
So. Yeah.
As far as like that.
Okay. Yeah, so here's this kasha. So, here's a whole... So he says like this. Let's pick up from Masha Hiksha on the bottom of the right corner. Masha Hiksha Malosu, my time in Lonofik Yidei Chavosu B'Kriyas Megillah Halo B'Mokom B'Kriyas Megillah. Right, in other words, how come Reb Meir had a right? He didn't have a Megillah, so he wrote the Megillah by heart. He wrote a Megillah. So why did he just say Halo? So he says Nir Lefianis Night the Lo B'Nekel Hutar Likros Halel. Mokum Megillah, Afilu Rav Nachman Reitzchak, Im Evshe Bin Yenacher. Right, there's no possible way of getting a Megillah. If you have a possible way, then you can write it. So you mechuyev to write it. It'll go under the Leis Megillah Klal. You have to lichos of Shemovit. Yo Tem Hachem Purim Shachal B'Shabbos My Time Lo Yikro Hal V'Yotzu B'Dei Chumosu B'Yomo Al Kol Ponim. So how come? See, he writes in the footnote, the pshitul edain korin bohalo. You don't, so what's the pshat? Tugaman shekhar esh go my time tiktu kriyasa b'mokam hilil v'lo tiktu halo. Holkoshe yabe neyem ikor. In other words, if really Mikra Megillah is halo, so, you know, the Gemara had a whole sugya to say, what right do we have to make Mikra Megillah? Because it says Amolik Shilashim Velo Rebbein. Three times, not four times. Mm. So they had a kvetch, you know, to find the heter. So what's the big deal? So forget the Megillah, just do Halal. If it's such a... The Gemara had to stand its head to find a heter, to have a Megillah Sester. So they should have just been Masak and Halal. Why didn't they do that? Okay, Nitkon So only if it's the Yefshar Klal. But he says, when we call Mokom Leichs Hilchas HaKavase. In other words, he says, we don't paskin like the Meiri. Because the other Rishonim. In other words, maybe the Rambam did. But, you know, but... And even the Rambam just said that it's Kiryas Zohi Lila, but there's mashma from the Rif and others that know that the halacha is like Rava. Oh, so that's so the Chasam Sofer says we don't paskin like the Miri. That's basically his thing, and he said, oh, so now there's a tshuva from the Ksav Sofer from the Zun. And it's interesting, the tshuva is written to the same person, to the Maria Assad. You know, it's interesting. He probably sent the shayla to, the father showed him that his Maria Assad, and he wrote his own tshuva. Like I once saw in Igros Moshe, there's a tshuva that Moshe wrote to Rav Bik about what's the din face if you have a factory. By Yontif Sheni, if you have a factory in Chutz Laaretz or something like that, whether you can have, and the same tshuva, the same shaila, if you look in the Chubina and the Dovev Meisharim, the same tshuva to Rav Bik on the same. So he probably sent it around to different gedolim. So here, it's the same person that he's responding to.
I don't want to say who it is, but this is tshuva printed to me. In the cipher 25 years ago. I never asked the shed.
Really?
He was talking about something that happened with a particular rope. Later when he printed it, he wrote, I had the chew, you're in the chew.
Okay.
That's a big callus, though, today. I mean, you know, that Eric Shishol, they get people, you know, who are in all kinds of places,
So he says over first what his father said, that, you know, halacha is kirava. But then on page 16, he says, the Rif paskin like Rava, so what do you want? It's over. So says the Ksav Sofer, where the arrow is, V'ani matzasi lo chover l'arav meiri, asher lo yori lo mogim bado, reyu ha-rambam. So he says, what we said before, that from based on the Ksav Sofer, he said, that the Rambam is like the Meiri. Reyu before cause of time of the Rav Nachman, shoving the time of the Rava. Right? And fakir, he should have quoted Rava if he really held like Rava. Rava is Rava would include even if you don't have a Megillah, you still shouldn't do it. So why didn't he quote Rava? Feist Dois, he means to paskin like Rav Nachman. So you have the Rif on your side. We have the Rambam on our side. But then he says, Mashakosov Birka Yosef the Halacha Kirava Duhu Basra. Evsha the Rambam Meiri Hayalef Neim Agirsa Rabba B'Mokum Rava. Maybe their Girsa was Rabba, and then he's not Basra. Shechilufa Girsos Ben Rabba LaRava Shchichi Tuva B'Rishainu. And then we call Mokum Kosha Adai Minole Lachriya B'Pshitus Katayim Adrav Nachman Nega Rabba. So he says, but why? But still, okay. So you don't have Rava. So Halacha, you don't have the Halacha Kibasra. But why should you paskin like Nachman? Like, how do you know to paskin like? It was, if it's Rava, that's for sure we should paskin like Rava. Especially, but if it's, so he thinks the Rambam had the gear to Rabba. So now, how do you know who to paskin like, Rabba or Rava or Rav Nachman? So he's going to say a shtickle pilpul here. He says a pilpul. So to understand the pilpul, we have to see a Gemara. We have to see one Gemara, then you'll understand the pilpul. So take a look. I'll show you where to take a look. On page 5. The Gemara says in Megillah, Davdalan Amadeus, Kuli Alma Miyam Megillah B'Shabbos Lo Karina. We don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. My time, I'm a rabbi, I call Chayovim Kriyas and Megillah, Vaina call Bekiyin, but Mikra Megillah, Gzeir Shem Yitlenu, but Yodov Yelech Eitzel Boki, Lilmo Vyarenu Dalaram is Vashus Arabim. Vainu time the Shoifer, Vainu time the Lulav. Okay, Gzeir the rabbi, you might come to carry it. So that's why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. The other Gemara says, Rav Yosef Omar, Pipnei She'ineim Shalaniim Nesuas B'Mikra Megillah. So Rav Yosef says a different reason. Because the Aniyim are looking forward to Mikra Megillah, that they get the Purim Geld, to get the Matanos Rav Yonim. So, and if you're going to read it on Shabbos, then you can't give the money out on Shabbos. So they're going to lose out. So that's Rav Yosef's reason. So you have Rabba says Gzeira the Rabba, and Rav Yosef says you don't read it on Shabbos because the Aniyim are looking forward to the Mikra Megillah. That's where they got their Geld from. So if you're going to read on Shabbos, then they're going to lose out. They're going to lose out. Okay, that's the Gemara. So the Ksav Sofer says a pilpul like this. Take a look on page 16. B'tchila ola b'machshava, the bottom right on page 16. B'tchila ola b'machshava l'fonei al derech pilpul. Tzas, the rabba chada negatarti. He wants to claim that Rav Nachman has more shitas on his side. Why? To Rav Yosef, he wants to say that Rav Yosef, who says that neim enim, holds like that. How does he prove that? Rav Yosef kavosi to Rav Nachman sphere. Like who? Mashal Rav Yosef fell. Time bedol karina megillah b'shabbos from sheneim shalonim mesuz melukar megillah. Fiksha tosis. Rav Yosef al korcha modu a time in the shemir yavirenu. Right. So why is he looking for a new reason for? He has to use the reason of shemir yavirenu for lulav and for shofar. So why does he have the need to come up with a new reason for megillah? That the reason that we have already for. For Shemi Yerven, for Shofar and Lulav, applies here. So why are you kvetching out a new reason? Yesh Lomar, the Rav Yosef Kashalei, Lama lo Karin and Halal Bepurim Shechal B'Shabbos. So Rav Yosef is bothered. How come we don't read Megillah, right? But we should read Halal on Shabbos. Say Halal. Virgis B'Zechazim Shofar Shabbos. Lachain his kakem Rav Yosef Vahosiv Tam, Mishum Shaynaim Shalanim Nasuyas. Hainu Beyom Shayotsu Mide Chavosim Chalkel Nim. Im Tikvun Kos Hal Mokm Kriyazu, Hayu Mafsidim. Oh, he says a brilliant, he says a word like this. You know what Pshat in Rav Yosef is? Rav Yosef was bothered. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, so we don't read the Megillah. But we should say Halal, forget the Megillah, so let's say Halal. Because he holds like Rav Nachman. He says, you know what, but if you say Halal, then you're not going to read the Megillah a different day. And then the Aniyim will lose out. Because Aniyim, the minute was the money came together with the Megillah. But if you're going to say, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, that just for this year, we'll forget the Megillah. We'll say Halal. Yeah, so then Megillah's gone, and the Aniyim lose out. So that's why you needed... You see, he understands the reason of Gzeir Shem Yavirenu, so you don't say it. But he was bothered that it was Gzeir Yavirenu, he understands. But he's saying, okay, Gzeir Shem Yavirenu, we can't read Halal today. We can't read Megillah today. But let's say Halal, and we'll forget about Megillah this year. So that's what he has to say. The reason why we don't say Halal is what? A name Shalaniim Nesu, because they're looking forward to the Megillah, because they get the money by the Megillah, and if you're going to read Halal and not read Megillah this year, they lose out. So Zok, the Ksav Sofer, Rav Yosef holds like, according to this pshat, Rav Yosef is saying it to forever Rav Nachman. So he's working within Rav Nachman. So Rav Yosef has what? Rav Nachman has Rav Yosef on his side. Now who's on the other side? Who's on the other side? Well, if you hold the gears as Rabba, and who's the other person? The Gzeira the Rabba. It's the same Rabba. So he has two Amorim. He has one. Yeah, so he has the Rabbim. That's his problem.
Why did you come out to a simpler Taurus? The Lulav takes a minute to learn. Shofar takes 2 minutes to learn. The Mikra Megillah. It's already an Avaida.
Right.
So you don't have to be Chayshin Shema Yavi Renu. Nobody starts learning how to lay Megillah on Purim.
On Purim. Okay. Okay. Good.
Simple.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. Good. So look what he says. If you take the Likros Hallel, but welcome to Chayshin Megillah, you have seen them. For Rabban, Lashitoso, this feeling then, so Rabban doesn't come on to this reason of a name Shalaniim, because Rabban holds like Wadakati of the Achashverosh or not. So he doesn't. So Hallel's not Baba Cheshbon over here, because there's no Hichi of Hallel. So he just wants to know, why don't we read the Megillah on Purim, Bashabbos? So Gzeirah the Rabba. Because he doesn't work with Rav Nachman. So Rabba doesn't work with Rav Nachman. But Rav Yosef works with Rav Nachman. So since Rav Nachman has Rav Yosef on his side, that's why the Meiri and the Rambam asking like it's a pilple, but it's goyness. Rabbi Shitas is really they call Halo before Mishum the Halo of the Hashem. Hello, Tom Shemi, Rav Yonagam, and Milka Hogan. Rav Yosef, Rav Nachman, Sivir, and Chayin, Omer, Taim, Bachrino, came with Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef, Taiti, Neged Rabba, and Chayin, Naktu, Kirav Nachman. Okay, then he's questioned whether he likes it, but that's his. So he, it's interesting, the Ksav Sofer says, in the end of the Tshuva, here on page 19, see, he argues with his father. He says, Umisha Einlo Megillah, Yomer Halo, Kamosha Kosav Harav Meiri. The Chasam Sofer says, we don't paskin like the Meiri. Ksav Sofer says, yeah. The Ozil B'shitas HaRambam. So that's his his thing. He says to say it without a bracha, right? Say it without a bracha three more things I want to say. There's a famous sheet of the Bahag on Toisus and Davdalid that says that women, even though they're chayv in Megillah, they can't be motzi men. So the big shayla, the Bahag says, because they're chayv in men are chayv in Kriya, they're chayv only Shmiya. But that's the big sheet of the Bahag. You want to see the Bahag? He's in Toisus here on Dalad and Maralef. On page 4, Noshim Chayos Mikra Megillah, Mikan Mashma Shanoshim Otsiyas Achayrim Midei Chavosim. But Bahag says Eino Motsi. Pasko Abahar Hosko Disha Motsiya Mina Valo Anoshim. Further down where the asterisk is. They can be Motsi another woman, but not. So there's a big discussion. So the Marcheshes, Rav Henoch Eges, from Vilna, there's a whole long discussion here. But the point in Nogelin Yaneinu, on page 24, he says like this, Odef Shali Loimar, Betama Bahag, Shein Noshim Motzios Anoshim, because that's Rav Nachman, Mishum Hochi Anam Halal Bapur, Mishum Kriyasa Zohayu Hengwilo. The Mitzvah's Kriyas Halal, Nechlel Skamke Mitzvah's Kriyas Halal. The Halal Noshim Peturus. In other words, when a man reads Halal, reads the Megillah, he's also Yotze his Chiyav of Halal. But a woman is Potter from Halal, which is the Mitzvah Sensei Shazman Gramma. So Memela, that's why he wants to say another reason why they can't be Motzi men. Because their chiyuv is only a chiyuv in kriya shmiya or the Megillah, and the men's chiyuv is also a chiyuv in halal. So memela, so they can't be. So their chiyuv is a weaker chiyuv. Therefore, they came. Ain nashim motzias anashim mechiyuv mekriyas halal. She also with the kriyas Megillah. Fiz afilu das abahag. Ain ze ela bekriya bayom. Val kriya Megillah balayla. So he wants to say a chiddush based on this because the chiyuv of halal is only what bayom. There's no chiyuv halal balayla. Leil Pesach is different, but normally we only say Halal Bayom. Mizrach Shemesh Al Mivoal, while the sun is up. So he said, but night, if this is the reason, that by night there's no Chiyuv Halal, it's only Chiyuv of Kriyas and Megillah. So then maybe in a Hanami, the woman can be Motzi the man at night. Kriyas and Megillah Malayla, Shaz and Chiyuv Kriyas and Halal, Chiyuv Ein Al Bayom, Ein Al Bishum Pesun, Mizah Noshim Motzias and Noshim Chiyuv Am Shaveh. So at night, they have an equal Chiyuv. And today, the men have also a Chiyuv Halal. That's one thing. Then the second thing I want to show you is the Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah says Koreis and Megillah Omed V'Yoshiv. Right, Mikra, then you can sit down. It's only the person who's the Chazan who stands up for Kovar HaTzibur. But the Megillah, you can sit down. The Mishnah says. So the Shaila is Halel has to be done by Amida. Only Leil Pesach is a different type of Halal that we do during the Seder. But any time we read Halal, you have to be standing up for Halal. So the kasha that's raised is how come if Megillah is really a Kiyam in Halal, so how are you allowed to sit down during the Megillah? That's the kasha. And in fact, if you look on page 26 here, in the footnote here, he quotes another tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. He says that why do you bench Goymel Bamida? Because Goymel is a form of Halal. Halul Barova, you know, is a form of Halal. So the Chasam Sofer says, Lufizek, so he quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah, that Tam Shatzarach Lavarach Birkas Agobel Bamida, the Sells the Eliyahu Rabbah, whom he should denikra Halal. The Halal mitzvasa Bamida. So the Chasam Sofer has the Kasha, but if that's true, Lufizek Kasha, Echmuto Likrosa Samegillah Bi Yeshiva. But if you want to say Birkas HaGomel, you have to stand up because it's a type of Halel, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then how come Mikra Megillah? That's the Chasam Sofer's Kasha. So he quotes here in the Tzitz Eliezer, on the left, Tira, Shazesh Amr Kriyos Zoy Lila, Eina Kavar Shekriyas Megillah Kahalel. Chazal Rohu, Be'ein Kotshim She'ein Roy Likbo Al Neze Kriyas HaHalel. In other words, it's not pshat like the Meiri. That kriyasu zohi lila, that it's kein halal. In other words, since they did this, they didn't feel necessary. But in Achanami, if you don't have the Megillah, you don't say halal, because they weren't mesakin halal. And that, you know, that's why the Rambam, you know, they point out, who says kriyasu zohi lila, doesn't necessarily follow the Miri. So if someone says, oh, the Rambam follows the Miri, yeah, he follows the Miri that he quotes the reason of Nachman, but it doesn't mean that he takes it the way the Miri took it, that if your mamish don't have a Megillah that you say halal. One last thing, a vort from Rafutner. I originally heard this vort. Actually, there's a fellow here, he sometimes davens, his name is Sussman. I don't know if you know him. Well, Sussman. So, I remember many years ago, my family, spent Shabbos in the Homowak. And we were eating the Shabbos meal with the Sussmans. The Sussmans from St. Louis. And the father, Dr. Sussman, I think he learned by Rafutner. So he said over a word from Rafutner. So I always knew it from him. But then I looked it up in the Pachad Yitzchak, it's in Simon Lamed Gimel is this word. So we'll see the word. So he says, Kushis HaGemar Amayim. So he says over the Meiri, right? But he says, the Maisa, we don't follow the Miri. So he doesn't go into the, you know, this is Rafutna, he's not going to go into this thing, oh, we paskin like Rava. No, that's not his thing. He's going to say a daher. No, everyone else says, yeah, we don't paskin like Rav Nachman, we paskin like Rava. Masra, Rava, the whole Shira we had today. Look what Rafutna says on page 28. This is a typical Rafutna. Page 28, top line. He says, so he says, the nes is mechayim halal. Im kein tivo shel halal, the type of halal you do is commensurate with the type of nes it was. Who behet the motiva shal mora nes? Dima nesu nes goloi. If it's a nes goloi, as gam amir's halal, who amir a galuya. Shal halal goloi. of a B'nai Znistar, that's Esther Meratora, as Amir Sahal, Amir B'Eskasya, Shal Halal Godus. You have a hidden Halal. So that's Pshat Kriyasa Zohi Lila. It's Halal, it's a hidden Halal, but you don't say, but if you don't have it, then you don't say it, because that's a Halal B'Goloi. There's no Halal B'Goloi, because it's a B'nai Znistar, so the Halal is Nistar. Ain't a kavod b'zeh hamagilu who b'mokum halal, and hamagilu who min halal b'fnei atzmo. It's a new type of halal. It's a halal of that we don't say the words hallelujah. It's we tell over the story, and memelo was mahalal Hashem. I knew the halal, and that's what the Vilna Gaon says. The whole idea of hashkacha pratis is, you know, everything is, you don't see supernatural miracles. You see the story, and how Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes orchestrating everything, and that's the halal. The nace was benister, so the halal is benister. You don't say out the words, you say the story. Dorch the story, you see the shavach da'agar Baruch Hu, but you don't say it out the words. So Mameli, even though we might say like Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman doesn't mean to say like the Meiri, that if you don't have, he means to say that Kriyasu Zuvililu, that this is the halal for Azah, for this type of nace. This is the type of halal you're supposed to say. The nase, as Dr. Sussman said from Rafutna, the nase is nister, so the halal is nister. And the halal is nister is reading the Megillah, and doch that is halal, but not the... Tainu halal tomu b'thnim etoch kriyas halal b'chutz, shalchein imu onus al kriyas Megillah, haray onus gam ala halal. Because they didn't want a masaki in the halal, even loit Rav Nachman. And that's the yisod that Purim is the hashkacha. Purim, like the Bnei Yisachar discussing, Nei Loyon of the Loyishan, Shomer Yisrael. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you think he's sleeping, you think he's dozing. He, you know, it's not true. He's fully aware of everything goes on, even in a time when it looks like he's sleeping. It looks like he's like the. Sometimes you think Hashem is just, you know, he's up a little bit, because there's times that there was nevuah, so it looks like he's a little bit. And sometimes you think he's mamish, when there's no nevuah, you think he's fast asleep. So that's what the Bnei Soscha says. And Afal Pekin says the Bnei Soscha, when you think he's dozing, he's not dozing. And when you think he's full asleep, he's not full asleep. He's totally aware all the time, and that's what the Vilna Gaon explains, that's what Purim is all about. And that's what Rav Hutna says. Kriyasu Zuhilila, that the nase is benister, so the halal is benister as well. And even if you hold like Rav Nachman, we still shouldn't say halal, and not like the Meiri, and that's his word. So I wish everyone a freilich and Purim, and Bez Hashem, it should give us a chizuk of Torah Shebal Peh, Kabbalah's Torah Shebal Hardo Kibbuah Me'ach HaShveyash, and Bez Hashem, we'll continue learning after. Okay.